Three. In only about.
At RA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Indonesia.
jet lag.
What time is it where you are?
5 more days and I'll be home.
I keep your picture in my car.
I hate the thought of you alone.
I've been keeping busy all the time. Let's just try to keep you off my mind.
Trying to figure out the time zones, making me crazy. You say good morning when it's been night. Going out of my head alone in this bed. I wake up to your sunset and it's driving me mad. I miss you so bad. And my heart, heart, heart is so jet lagged. Heart, heart, heart is so jet lagged. Heart, heart, heart is so jet lagged. So jet lagged.
When it's midnight,
going out of my head alone in this bed. I wake up to your sunset and it's driving me mad. I miss when you say good morning. But it's midnight, going out of my head alone in this bed. I wake up to your sunset and it's driving me mad. I miss you so bad. And my heart, heart, heart is so jet lagged.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights: Indonesian Consul General in Los Angeles launches Gandong Maluku, California community. The Indonesian Consul General in Los Angeles, Purnomo A. Chandra, officially launched the Gandong Maluku, California community in Los Angeles, USA. He hopes the community will play an important role in promoting Indonesia's rich culture and tradition. The inauguration held on January 18, 2025. At the Nusantara Room of the Indonesian Consulate, brought together around 100 members of the Indonesian diaspora. They celebrated with traditional Maluku song, dances, and delicious dishes, creating a lively and warm atmosphere. In his remarks, Consul General Purnomo encouraged the GMC to collaborate closely with the Indonesian Consulate, not just in the Southern California, but also in other states under the consulate jurisdiction, such as Colorado, Southern Nevada, Utah, Arizona, and Hawaii. Lona H. Tanasel, a GMC representative, expressed the group's commitment to supporting efforts to share Indonesia's culture in the U.S. The creation of GMC adds to a growing number of Indonesian community groups in Los Angeles, such as Perkumpulan Jawa Plus, Kerawa Bali, and Ikatan Masyarakat Batak, California. Purnomo emphasized the vital role of the diaspora plays in promoting Indonesia's culture worldwide. The Indonesian diaspora is an important part of public diplomacy. They help share our culture, contribute to our economy, and build a positive image of Indonesia globally, he said. He also stressed the importance of these communities in preserving culture for future generations. Even though they may have foreign citizenship, they remain connected to their roots. Their active participation in cultural events ensures that Indonesia's heritage continues to thrive abroad, he added. And that's Diplomatic Corner.
Over 17,000 islands stretching between two oceans, studded with more active volcanoes than anywhere else, dazzling natural beauty and biologic diversity. Discover Indonesia's eco-adventure. home to one of the new seven wonders in nature. An extensive network of national parks and nature preserves, protecting its ecology and biodiversity. Boasting fascinating natural diversity and tropical climate all year round. Ecotourism in Indonesia offers a wide range of exciting outdoor recreation. Exploring nature in unimaginable ways. Adventurous journeys through untamed wilderness. A multitude of opportunities to interact with wildlife in numerous national parks across the country. Home to 28,000 kinds of flowering plants and 300,000 wildlife species. Four of the parks have been declared as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Eight are listed as biosphere reserves. Keeping balance between preservation and development. The seascape scenery is as stunningly diverse as the landscape. Unique eco-friendly resorts providing thrilling excitement and environmental sustainability. The epicenter of marine biodiversity. More than 600 species of coral, over 3,000 fish species. The natural wonders of Indonesia. Nature and ecotourism. Wonderful Indonesia.
RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Karena dunia belum henti berputar melingkar searah. Dari tembung sejuta sentuhan, pahit menyajut pelengkap. Seribu satu perasaan bergabung setangkup senada. Curam-curam berkeliaran, tanda bahaya sana sini. Pada rumput lembut hijau, itu pun tiada terhambat. Roda-roda terus berputar, tanda masih ada hidup. Karena dunia belum henti berputar.
possibility. With scenic landscapes bordered by the sea. Here, mythologies become principle. And religions create the cornerstones of life. It is contained in the arts and crafts, where celestial ceremonies become part of popular culture. Legacies of glorious traditions, where folk tales are regarded as guidebooks to perfection, honed over centuries, yet possible to experience within a few hours. Experiences you can take home. Here, art preservation is a tourist attraction. History is a living monument. Shopping is meaningful. See world famous resorts compete with local means of accommodation. Enjoy natural kindness. Or the excitement of exploring nature with endless stories to tell and never-ending feasts. Never-ending possibilities to get more out of life and journeys. Yogyakarta. Wonderful.
Sebenarnya kau yang salah. Sebenarnya kau yang pergi.
Mengapa kau yang selalu membuat seolah-olah semuanya kesalahanku?
Jujur ku tak tahan bila semuanya tentangmu.
Sebenarnya kau yang salah. Sebenarnya kau yang pergi.
Jujur ku tak tahan. Ku tak sanggup.
you for still joining us, Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, we have a special feature specially produced by Voice of Indonesia. So do stay tuned only on voinews.id at RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI and UCTV for RRI Net viewers.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voinews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. At first glance, his face looks like the face of an adult human, with his eyes reflecting a blank, meaningless look. His body is covered in black clothes and a piece of ulos, a typical woven cloth of the Batak tribe, is slung over his shoulders. Meanwhile, on his head, he has a sorkali, a kind of head covering. When the sound of music from the gondang, a traditional single-headed drum, starts to play, suddenly his sculpted body begins to move to the rhythm of the music. He is Sigali Gali, a unique wooden doll from Lombok village on Samosir Island in the middle of Lake Toba in North Sumatra. Sigali Gali statue was not just born just like that. There is a long history that follows it, as told by local guide Anderson Sigiro. Sigali Gali is actually the story of a king's son. 600 years ago, there was a king in the Batak region or Samosir Island whose name was Raja Rahab. Raja Rahab has a son, the only son. His name is Simangale, a pious and obedient child who has the skill of panortor or Batak dancing. However, when he was growing up, he was ordered by Raja Rahab or his father to go to war with the aim of expanding Raja Rahab's territory or kingdom area. However, in this war, Simangale died or was killed in the battle, and his body wasn't found. Hearing this news, Raja Rahab felt sad. Yes, he regretted to lose his only son who should have given him the next generation. For the Batak people, having a son is important to continue the next generation of the family or clan line. Finding out that his only son is dead, Raja Rahab fell ill and almost lost his memory, because he kept thinking about his only son who was gone. Various ways were done to cure the king, including summoning powerful shamans in the Batak region. However, none of the shamans were able to treat Raja Rahab's illness. However, one day, one of the residents had a dream. He dreamed that if the king wants to be healed, try to make a statue that looks like Raja Rahab's son. They tried to make a statue, and after the statue was finished, the statue was presented before the king. Raja Rahab saw the statue, and he summoned a powerful shaman who was able to heal or summon the spirit of Simangale. The shaman then did a ritual. The shaman summoned the spirit. the spirit was attached to the body of the statue that had been provided. The statue was ordered to dance and move. At the beginning, Sigale-gale could move or dance mystically, or at the behest of a shaman. Right now, Sigale-gale is moved with the help of a puppeteer. Sigale-gale comes from the word gale, which in Toba Batak language means graceful. In order to stand upright, Sigale-gale is placed on a rectangular wooden pad. This wooden pad functions to connect the woven ropes, which can make the wooden doll move as if it were dancing. A puppeteer will control the ropes so that Sigale-gale can move smoothly. Like the nervous system and the body joints in humans, these ropes connect Sigale-gale's body parts, starting from the head, neck, arms, and palms. It turns out that we can still see the 90-year-old Sigale-gale statue at the performance venue in Tobok, but because its condition is not good anymore, a duplicate is made. In fact, our old Sigale-gale statue is over there. The original statue is broken, so we use a duplicate of that. But this is also old. This duplicate is over 30 years old. Of the three Sigale-gale statues that we can see today at the Sigale-gale performance venue in Tomok, all of them wear black clothes. Does this have any meaning?
Nah, jadi sekolahnya gini, Bu.
Well, actually it's like this. Because Batak people are like that. So, when they die, they have to be wrapped in the black ulos traditional clothes like this. That's why Batak people used to wear clothes when they died. They wore a black suit. In memory of his son Simangale, when Raja Rahat was alive, he made a rule or decree in the kingdom that the statue had to be displayed or shown to the public, whether at cultural or traditional events accompanied by dancing or tortor. This can be seen today when we visit Tomok, Samosir Island. Visitors also join the Manor Tour. What are their impressions after seeing Sigale-gale and dancing? In fact, our origins are from Samosir, the origins of our ancestors. So we come here from Nainggolan district because I am from the Nainggolan clan. We want to see this very sacred Batak culture, which is very interesting. We want to see Sigale-gale directly.
Nah, itu kita sangat-sangat. Well, we are very, very impressed, and that is the Tortor Batak tradition. So we teach Manortor to children. There is an order in doing Manortor by holding ulos traditional cloth. We wear sword for women and for men. The ulos for women and men are also different both in good and bad times. I think Lake Toba, especially in Tomok, is the best place to do Manortor. After I see and take part in the Tortor dance with Sigale-gale, I feel that Batak culture is really interesting for us. First, we watched it, then we will share it with our friends. This Batak culture is really interesting.
We are from the city of Subulu Salam in the district of Aceh province, and we come with families. We are here for holiday to see Sigale-gale, which is one of Batak cultures. Then I am actually here to let children know that Indonesia has many cultures. I see Sigale-gale and feel entertained. I want to come here again.
Harapan kita sebenarnya banyak.
We actually have a lot of hopes, Mel, especially regarding Sigale-gale, because this must be preserved. This is one of the Batak cultures that we are still fighting to maintain from ancient times until now.
Mm-hmm.
kau terluka tanpa makna dan seakan mengikuti garis yang tak jelas. Pernahkah kau ragukan adil Tuhan dan seakan merasa bahwa takdir yang salah? Hingga tiba saatnya ku berhenti bertanya, ruang dan waktu menjawabnya dengan hadirmu. Dalam sederhana kisahku yang bercerita tentang aku menyerupai senja yang telah bersembunyi bertanya, hingga kau hadir sebagai pagi.
Bukan hanya soal cinta, ini tentang bertemunya dua manusia dengan sejuta mimpinya, saling menguatkan. Layaknya senja yang mungkin mulai meredup, tapi pagi akan selalu hadir menopangnya.
Percayakah kau bahwa kita ada untuk menjadi cerita atas adil Tuhan? Telah tiba saatnya ku berhenti bertanya, ruang dan waktu menjawabnya dengan hadirmu. Dalam sederhana kisahku yang
semesta, alam akan menjadi saksi bahwa saya mencintaimu. Tapi saya sadar, ini bukan hanya soal cinta. Lebih dari itu, sejuta mimpi telah membawa kita ke sini, dan saya ingin memastikan bahwa kamu akan menjadi yang terakhir. So will you marry me?
Hingga kau hadir sebagai pagi.
Saudara Awal Rizki Al-Firari bin Saidul Bukhari, saya nikahkan dan saya kawinkan putri kandung saya yang bernama Linka Angelia kepada engkau dengan mas kawinnya berupa logam mulia seberat 5 gram dibayar tunai.
Saya terima nikahnya dan kawinnya Linka Angelia binti Haji Rudi Tarikhoran dengan mas kawinnya yang tersebut tunai.
take my hand, only to have this last dance. Hey, baby, if I love is a game, it hurts me that you don't feel the same.
listeners and viewers, thank you so much for joining Indonesia today on RRInet. But so sorry that we have to sign out from RRInet. But on voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App, we keep on airing till the next 1 hour. So I'm Rahma signing out. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRInet.
Did you know the oldest site in the world is found in Indonesia? Precisely from Muna Regency, South Sulawesi. The site is called Kagapi Rokolope or Kagapi Kolope, which is made from dried sweet potato leaves, then woven with pineapple fiber. Quoted from warisankebudayaan.kemdikbud.go.id, Kagapi Kolope was found 4,000 years ago. Evidence of this old game can be seen in an ancient painting made in a historical cave called Sugipatani in Liangkabori village. The painting describes people playing kites. Since then, kites has developed and become a traditional game among Indonesian children. What about in your country? Many people still fly kites? Comment down below.
Dengan dia.
Here is Newsline. Indonesian Ministry of Higher Education, Science and Technology is focusing on strategic actions related to medical education in Indonesia to fulfill the health sector objectives set by President Prabowo Subianto's government. President Prabowo had earlier vowed to establish 300 new medical faculties. However, the ministry acknowledges that achieving this target will require considerable time. Consequently, the ministry's current priority is improving the quality and productivity of the existing medical faculties. Next, we have the Food and Drug Supervisory Agency of Indonesia and the National Nutrition Agency signed a Memorandum of Understanding on supervising and mitigating extraordinary incidents during the implementation of the Free Nutritious Meals Program. The Agency of Food and Drug Supervisory Head Taruna Ikrar said on Thursday, based on the agency's data, a 76% risk of extraordinary incidents occurring during the program. However, with a good mitigation system, they can be prevented. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Scarf there at your sister's.